Yo, I know it sounds shallow with the days of my years, but I still stress about the mess and doubt the face in the mirror. From the bad hair day and the trace of my beard, to the blemishes I watch erase and appear, I pace and I stare. Yo, it's a common sentiment, like external me holds the key to anything significant. This simple shit makes me fear the intimate. It's got me stressing like I'm destined for love only through the internet. I need a cigarette to ride around the block, but a mile takes a while when I'm driving all the stride. The timers never stop to decease with the randomness. The traffic speaks and it spits in Los Angeles. I need some cannabis, cause blood pressure's rising like the middle finger of cars on Sunset and Highland. Gun threats and violence, thugs, meth, and diets. They got me stressed out like the undead's our pilot. I'm taking all this stress, gonna deface it from my chest at the feet of something else, and trusting the invisible. Some call it God, others call it self. I just call it rest. I'm making this my ritual. I'm taking the stress, gonna deface it from my chest at the feet of something else, and trusting the invisible. Some call it God, others call it self. I just call it rest. I'm making this my ritual. Yo, lately, I've been stressing a lot about Chad's death. Every aspect, what happens after the last breath? You know the questions. What if life's only a crash test? And forever we live in a dark void of black rest. It's mad stress when you're fearing the end. Hearing sad songs composed by the tears of your friends and family. The same ones you'll never hear from again. What if it all fell apart like when a mirror gets bent? Sincerely, man, why should I dwell on the topic? I've never been one to force thoughts of hell on my optics. I'm telling the cockpit just to change the coordinates, but it comes back like catchy melodies of morbidness. And as the war permits, arms and legs get amputated, nations divide, and agents of pride get assassinated. Exasperated, I take a moment to breathe and realize to let go of this omen of grief. Yo, I'm taking all this stress, gonna deface it from my chest and at the feet of something else, and trust in the invisible. Some call it God, others call it self. I just call it rest. I'm making this my ritual. I'm taking the stress, gonna deface it from my chest at the feet of something else, and trust in the invisible. Some call it God, others call it self. I just call it rest. I'm making this my ritual.
I believe everything in life has a balance,
has a balance.
From the joy to the ploy to the pouring of challenge. And if you've ever felt incredibly low, it's just the tip, the cosmic scale, as blessings arose. Yo, the recipe's growth, the yeast is stretching the mold, allowing you to feel both sides of the depths of your soul. And if this foreshadows the battles in which destiny's shown, I know the universe is about to let something grow. It just requires one thing, and that's you letting it go, and realizing that these aren't within the depths of control. So I'ma give it a blow and watch the dandelion drift from me. Spin with the wind of the universal symphony. A wise man once said that you can't serve two masters. Now I understand what the pastor was after. It's beyond Christianity, the Bible, and insanity. He's talking about you and truly being free.